It's not gone in. It's not stitching.
Yeah, it would have been better if you brought the fucking sewing kit. That's why it's an emergency sewing kit.
It's so weird to be out in the woods anyway, and I understand, yes, the scout ceremony and stuff, but, like, I didn't know that we were going to be here and a button would pop. Do you think, Kyle, would they be mad if I went on without a top button done?
Yeah. You can't hand out badges when you don't represent the scouts adequately. And I'm going to be honest, there's the second question of how are we going to sew the badges on?
They're not iron-on?
No.
We're sewing them on stage?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Have you not practiced for the ceremony?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't know I was sewing them on. I thought they were iron-on. I thought we were ironing onto the kids on stage. That makes sense.
Yeah.
No, this is proper Boy Scouts here. We have to...
What if he tightens the bolo tie so that it covers the top button? I know you know, but pretend you didn't.
If you didn't know... Okay,
hold on.
No, I'm sorry. Look, that looks smart. That looks nice and smart.
Breathe out here.
What?
Breathe out. I need to see you breathe out.
I breathe it out right now.
You're not breathing out.
Breathe it out.
You're not breathing out. I'm going
to
light a match.
Why were we expected to sew on the patches with one emergency sewing kit? I feel like that's something that you should supply.
Well, you were meant to use a regular sewing kit, and then it disappeared. And then you didn't bring an emergency sewing kit.
Well, I had to gut the fish somehow.
That was you?
I forgot my Bowie knife. And I forgot my multi-tool. And I forgot my packed lunch.
What did you pack? Let's make this a shorter list.
I packed my car.
Okay.
I drove.
I packed my car thinking I was going to drive. And then you pulled up. And I was just like, well, this is...
So everything is in your car.
Everything's in my car, yeah. She pulled up and I was like, oh, well, yeah, this makes sense. I'm forgetting something. I knew I was forgetting something, but I think...
When did you realize this?
When my shirt button popped open.
Just now.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Because I forgot my lunch and that's what happened with the fish. But I didn't really put two and two together. I was like, well, there's a fish there. I'm kind of hungry.
I should have realized sooner that you just arrived.
Like, I had tied everything. I had tied everything to the top of the car and stuff.
Honestly, that is kind of on me a little. That's embarrassing. Yeah.
I hit my head on the canoe of the car as I was walking by. As I was walking to your car.
I did laugh at that.
Yeah.
I felt bad for not checking to see if you have a concussion, but really what I should have felt bad was not saying it. Hey, do you want to bring your canoe?
Yeah. I had to get into Tim's and he did not enjoy that.
I know that I agreed to step back because I'm too passionate.
It's not the word that the parents used.
No, it's not the word the parents use, but it's the word I'm using, because I take this seriously. And
the parents said.
No, they did say. They said you take it too seriously, and I say there's no such thing as taking it too seriously. This is survival. This is training the future generations. These are life skills.
These are their kids.
And then I said you couldn't survive 5 minutes out here, and I slashed some tires.
Yeah. I wonder if they're doing okay.
But anyway, all I'm saying is when you took over for me.
For one day. It's only been a few hours.
I agreed to let you two take over for me. But I thought you could fulfill the same obligations between the two of you. But apparently it's a team effort to mess this up.
I don't think you've done anything wrong.
I should have seen some mistakes that you were making and called that out.
I don't know.
I'm just having a good time. I'm so glad that you appointed both of us to this, because there's no one I'd rather do this with.
I just felt there was no one person who could replace me, and I thought the two of you might give it a good shot.
Well, to be fair, I'm conconked right now, potentially. So.
Power through it. What did you learn during your first...
Do your best.
Yeah.
That's what we say.
No. I said, do as well as I do. The best.
Welcome back to Dumbracken.
If you're ever lucky to perform on my stage, count yourself blessed, is what I would say. Tony at the back, a rising star. But
thank you!
Don't cry, Tony.
I'm not crying, I'm nervous.
That's acting. And he is not yet allowed on my stage.
That's right, everyone. I was not nervous.
Yeah, round of applause for Tony.
Oh, really good job, Tony.
Thank you.
Mr. Cardle, should we...
Colonel Marzipan, to you, Roberts.
That was my question, because my surname is Roberts, and your surname is Roberts, but you don't go as surname, you go as my first name. Your Cardle first name. Should I be... My first name, Steve? In?
What achievements have you made to... possibly
use
give you that title and not to go by Roberts, you rotten boy. What was that?
That seems unfair.
Life is unfair.
But I haven't had a chance to achieve yet, sir.
What age are you?
7.
Oh, I forgot we don't achieve anything till we're 7. Tony, what age are you?
I am 7 and a half.
See what I mean? Maybe in the next 6 months I'll get a growth spurt.
That was acting, you buffoon. I'm 6 and a half.
I know.
Tony.
I've been triggered.
Tony, too powerful. You're getting too powerful, but I admire the power. Roberts. Sorry. You probably didn't hear me properly because I didn't enunciate. Roberts.
Yes, sir.
You have nothing to your name. You're lucky to be here.
Are we related?
I've never had offspring.
Oh.
And I deny anyone who brings that up.
I wasn't bringing that up. I was thinking that maybe...
It sounded like, perhaps.
No, it was maybe that you and my mother might be a family. If we're both Roberts.
Your horrible witch of a mother? I know her because often when I walk down the street, I spot something in the corner of my eye and I immediately shout, witch! But no, it is just another Roberts on the run.
She says that her brother calls her a witch. And he went to war, but she doesn't know which one.
Abigail.
And that it's good that he has had no progeny.
Roberts. Roberts, come here.
Yes, sir.
Do not bring up family matters.
Sorry.
Especially not in front of Tony. He's so strong right
now. I was just trying to confirm if you were family, because I didn't know if it was family matters until I knew if it was family. For a while, it was just matters.
Outside of camp. We're family, but inside of camp. This, do you know how bad it would look if this was perceived as nepotism?
No.
Really bad.
Could I get a part in your next play for my silence?
Are you trying to blackmail me? Just like a fellow actor of mine did 15 years ago. And what happened to him? To father? To your uncle?
My father or your uncle?
Your uncle, my father.
Oh, goodness. Wait,
is that not how it works? Oh, balls. It's the PTSD. It's the goddamn post-theatrical stress disorder. You've got me all worked up.
Did you put him in that militia that was making cardboard tanks that got blew up?
He did that to himself.
I know.
If you ask me. You do not usurp a colonel.
Mr. Marzipan.
Colonel.
Mr. Colonel. Can I have my shoes back?
Speak up.
Can I have my shoes back?
The first
please.
To break, the first to ask for their shoes back. And what do we say to that, children?
You shall never act.
That's right, Tony.
Mr. Colonel, I just want to do mime. And you've not taught any mime yet.
He hasn't taught any acting yet.
He taught Tony how to act.
Tony's a natural talent.
Monologue. We're doing monologues.
There's no such thing as natural talent. It is all acquired.
We're doing monologues. If you want to speak, nephew... Nibbling.
I've been...
Then, take the stage.
I've been named.
Embarrass yourself.
I've been named. Like a part of the family. I've been named nephew.
Good job.
You said in here we weren't family, but then inside the walls that you yourself created made a familial remark that destroyed everything that you thought you held dear, maybe.
Yes, Roberts.
Did you...
Yes,
know what you were doing the whole time? Was it me you were trying to trick into a natural God-given gift that Tony, the stupid frig...
But Tony still has power.
Oh, okay. I thought that maybe I was usurping, but maybe I went too far in my own britches.
He gets shoes. Roberts is the first to get shoes. Tony, I thought that would have been you.
I've just finished my monologue. While you were mastering the art of 2 weeks ago, I've mastered an additional art.
Well, may I say, if it were any good, we would have noticed.
But you have.
He's been wearing mime shoes the whole time.
Look at me. I am walking broken glass.
Yo, you'll hurt yourself, Tony.
No.
No, wait, that's...
Look at the pain on his face.
Oh, my. No, there's definitely no glass to...
Oh, my goodness. It looks like he's walking on mimed coals now. Look at the way he walks with a little bit of heat on his face.
Stop it. This...
Tony, this is incredible.
The floor must be hot. Someone touched the floor. This is...
It's bone dry and wet.
No. Glass, leave. Glass, leave. Lock the doors. Lock the doors. Lock the... Go on, mime. Go on, mime. No, you... You're not putting up a barrier between... No! Put the shutters back up. Where have you gone? Where have you gone? It's...
Mr. Colonel. Wait. I'm just letting you know that I got my shoes back when you weren't paying attention to me and you were focusing on your two favorite students.
Child, is it just me and you? Or is there a third? Tony, he summoned a power and I don't know if it's mind games or he has left the room. But is he still here? Have you fallen to the mind powers as well?
You can see his feet just under the curtain there.
I can't.
Just, do you want me to pull back the curtain? Hi, Tony.
To see Foxeden, what both of us do.
Sir, are you okay?
Fear distress, child.
Do you want your shoes back, sir?
It appears that Paul, the man who ran the town fair, Paul's house... has been ransacked again, but much like the last four times, he has still not been located. No clues have been discovered as to where he is holing up in town, but people continue to search. In other news, the capybara is officially now the town mascot after giving all the other town mascot contestants in the town fair Ebola, killing them all dead. Thankfully, the only human in the mascot contest, Syrup Boy, the boy whose face had been burned by a rhubarb pie, was already in a bubble during the fair, as the translucent qualities of the bubble made for a more pleasant sight to look upon his rhubarb and syrup-infused face. Syrup Boy has since recovered enough from his injuries and most of the rhubarb has wilted and fallen off his face of their own accord. Thus, when a team from the Ballyhoopermore Ecological Facility finally caught the capybara, they were able to place it immediately in the vacated bubble in order to stop the continuing spread of Ebola throughout Dunbracken. Unfortunately, the petting zoo has refused to take the capybara back after their legal team told them that their impending court case would go much better if they claimed to have never seen the capybara before. Therefore, we cannot confirm nor deny who actually owns the capybara. Thus, it has become a ward of the town and, because it was the only one left in the running, becomes Dunbracken's 23rd official town mascot. You can catch glimpses of it in its bubble all throughout the town. But do approach it with caution, and preferably whilst wearing a face mask.
Right, that's plenty of wood now for the winter, I reckon.
You sure? You don't think we should... I could go out and get a bit more.
No. That's too much now. I think we'll end up burning the place down if we have any more wood.
There's still a few trees out there. I could be started and I could be back by morning.
Jenny, just stop trying to do stuff.
What?
Yeah, just stop trying to do stuff and stop trying to impress me.
What? I'm
a woodsman.
I know. I haven't been trying to impress you, I swear. It's just my natural habitat. I'm not quite a magnificent woodsman like you, but look how few trees there are left.
Jesus, stop trying to impress me. Every time I say there's enough things done, you go and say, I'll get more of it. It just doesn't add up. I brought home enough yogurt to last us 3 weeks.
And I got another week's supply, just in case. Just in case you... What if you spilled some of it?
If I spill some of it, it's fine. We go down to the shop. We're in a mountain cabin. We've got a car.
We've got a car, but what happens if there's a wildfire? I've cut down all the trees, so that's unlikely. But what happens if there's snow? What happens if the car... What if you didn't put enough petrol in? And we have too much granola, so we desperately need yogurt. In that fourth week, what would you do?
I guess I'd probably just try to forage stuff. I'm a woodsman.
Aye.
It's fine. This is supposed to be our time where we just kind of hibernate for a wee spell.
For a wee spell, sure. And we could do two wee spells if you want. I could go get some more berries. You don't have to forage.
We stay. Yeah, that sounds perfect. Just the two of us connecting out in the woods.
Well, and me.
Okay.
Yeah, the two of us and Davy, yeah.
Yeah, well, you said it was okay if I joined you at the Airbnb, okay? And
we did.
Yeah, and you said that it wasn't going to be a third wheel situation and that while we were sharing costs, we were also going to share time together. Yeah. And honestly, it feels a little bit, and I don't want to say that you were lying to me, but it feels a little bit like it is a third wheel situation.
Well, we kind of invited you, kind of, I wanted you to come as, can we just go over here for a moment? Just stay there over there, Jeannie.
No worries. I'll just look at the trees that I want.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. You just go forage.
Yeah. I won't go foraging, but I'll think about where I'll forage next.
Beautiful. Davy, I need you as a buffer. She just keeps trying to, she's coming on quite strong. I reckon I'm going to try break up with her.
You fucker. I'm not another breakup buffer for you. You son of a bitch.
You're so good at it.
You son of a bitch.
You're so good at it.
I can't believe I've fallen for this again. You've been with her for 2.5 years. I thought there's no way this is a breakup buffer situation. I've jumped on this grenade too many times for you.
You're so brilliant.
No,
remember Anita? You brought her on that holiday.
Yeah, I remember
afterwards.
Anita. Why do I remember Anita? I was holiday honeymoon.
Yeah.
Honeymoon. I spent 2 weeks with your jilted bride in Corfu.
And you're complaining?
She was a wreck. She was a wreck. And I had to keep saying, like, maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe, you know, it's not what it seems. Maybe there was a reason.
Well, that's your mistake.
Maybe. But I had to make up some reason that you sent a man dressed like you to the altar.
Well, it's going to happen, okay?
The breakup.
The breakup's going to happen.
Fuck.
Whether I send a lookalike, a doppelganger of myself over there to that bush where she's picking red currants.
Can you just do it before she destroys the rest of the forest? Like, there's so few trees out there. Like, there's a pile of animals outside staring in the house looking forlorn.
Ah, there goes another. Well, look.
Jesus Christ. She is quite a woodsman.
She's quite, to be honest, it's kind of threatening. That's kind of why I'm putting this to the side.
There's always something.
Yeah, you know.
There's always something.
It's the ego.
Yeah. You're never going to find anybody unless you're able to put that aside, you know. Not everyone is a threat. Sometimes people just have their own strengths.
Well, sometimes you just want to be a person that's with somebody for 3 years and then get bored and move on.
That's what you want?
I think so.
So sometimes you want to just constantly hop from relationship to relationship arbitrarily.
Look, the most constant thing in my life so far has been you. And I'm happy with that.
Well, I, honestly, watching how you end up breaking up with people and watching the instability in your relationships has destroyed my ability to find love. Has destroyed, for me, the very idea of love as a constant.
Well, that's you just putting too much of your own self into this.
Well,
where you shouldn't be.
I'm your buffer! I'm your buffer!
Zone.
Sandra, is that you?
Yes, Jeremy. You're in the danger zone.
Why is it called the danger zone?
Because that's where all the guns are pointed.
What do I do?
Take two small steps back. Try not to make any noise.
Can you see what direction I'm facing? How do you know the back is the correct way? Back for me could be, like, left for you.
Back is back, Jeremy. Just take two steps back. Small.
One. Two.
Stop.
Okay, I'll stop.
Behind you is a wire about 3 inches high. When I tell you, I need you to hop backwards. Are you ready?
Wait. What if I hit the wire? What happens?
Once before, and it was a really lovely funeral.
Who did this happen to?
People spoke really highly of him. People crying, and there was cake. There was dancing in the aisles. It was very
lovely. Are you talking about Nigel's funeral?
You were there.
They said he died of natural causes.
No, no. It was a terrible accident.
He was shot by a booby trap in the forest.
Yes, well, they weren't meant for him. On the plus side, Nigel would have understood. This is
How do you know who they were meant for? Were you part of the setup for this?
Jeremy, I'm a hunting expert. Nigel would have understood. Nigel was an expert. Nigel would have died for his love of hunting. It's a lifestyle choice.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't. Of course, you child.
Why did you bring me out here?
Because you're clingy. You've been begging me for months to bring you out here.
I thought we were just gonna, like, shoot a bow and arrow at a rabbit or something. Like, why?
Bow and arrow? Bow and arrow? This is 2024. We use guns. There's no bow and arrow, Jeremy.
It seems like such an elaborate setup and anything could go wrong. Hell, anything has gone wrong before. Less so than when we started, if I'm honest.
If I'm honest, there's only two ways out. You either take the risk and jump back after three, or you die.
But if I don't move, I'll not hit the wire and then I'll not get shot, Sandra.
True. But if you don't move, eventually hunger will come for you, and then thirst, and then the animals.
Sandra, your tea's ready.
Mrs. Lyons? Mrs. Lyons, I think your daughter wants to try and kill me.
Sandra?
You're all being so loud.
What are you doing there? What are you doing with Jeremy?
I'm teaching him my game, Mom. Go away.
She wants me to jump over a wire, and if I don't, I'm going to be shot.
Sandra?
She killed Nigel, too.
What?
You guys are no fun.
You were about to ask, what did I learn during first aid? Don't iron on when you're wearing the shirt.
You had to learn that.
Yeah. That's why I was like, well, we're not going to iron them onto the kids on stage, because that would, say it with me now, hurt.
Why did you iron on the badge? You quite clearly didn't earn it.
What?
I thought
do you have a first aid badge? Well, I want it back if you do.
No, yeah. I thought once we got to this level, we just kind of got the badges. Like, that was jumping a level.
Mines are all
no,
my
No, you don't
back.
Get the badge. Take that off.
No, I can't singe to my skin.
I don't care. Take it off.
It's
I
singed.
Thought we could just, like, claim
just
any of the badges we liked.
You pull it off. No, you don't get to claim
I like
the badges.
This patchworking one. I've never made a quilt, but, like, look how cute that is.
It's flopped off, but it's a little still on.
You can
super
earn it.
Glue. I started on Pritt sticks, so I did learn.
Don't worry. The kids don't know what the ceremony's for. Just the end.
I think the kids worked hard. They deserve this. They deserve to have...
None of them gave me their lunches, so how hard did they really work?
Hey, how many of the parents have made it here if you slash their tires?
They're all here. They can't leave.
Oh, yeah. It was here.
It's the opposite. They're waiting for
6 hours ago. Yeah, you slash the tires and the parents ask you to
and
step
I'll be honest,
down.
Some of them are struggling. And I know.
I guess that's your point proven in two different directions.
I didn't think they struggled so quickly, so immediately. Yeah. Some of them just started eating poisonous berries right away.
To be
and
fair.
The kids knew they were poisonous.
Hey, maybe it was suicide. Maybe they just wanted out fast.
To be fair, I was passing those berries around, so...
Yeah.
They probably thought I had vetoed them.
And what I'm saying is, none of the kids ate them. I'm proud of them.
Yeah, they're
They've
good
done
kids.
Well.
They're really good
and
kids.
You know what? I know I screamed at them a lot, but I did it because I care about them.
Mm.
And they took the message to heart. And now they're screaming at their parents. Because it's the only way some people will learn.
I'm not seeing any poison berry badges around. Is that one that we're presenting today?
Plant life identification.
Okay.
It's not specifically for poison berries.
One. Couldn't get that one.
It's just about broader recognizing the trees and
I can recognize the tree. I heard
tree,
it.
Tree. Tree.
No, that's a bush.
Tree?
That's a man in camouflage.
Oh. Why is he here? Shoo, sir.
No, don't worry. He's with me. He's just making sure, you know,
I was going to speculate a hunter because he's a gun, but that actually makes more sense.
Yeah, no.
He's here to ensure nothing goes wrong. So what has he been doing? Watching it all going wrong? Been like...
Through his scope?
Okay, let me rephrase that. I asked him to protect the kids. The adults are on their own. They had the chance to earn the badge.
That's why every time I tried to hand a kid a berry, it was like it fell out of my hand.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just slapped your hand.
I'm sorry if this is a silly question. Are we
You
adults?
Know what? At this point, ask... What?
Are we the adults here?
Yes.
Yeah. Other than all the parents.
Yeah, I'm 19. Yeah. That makes me an adult?
Oh, yeah, kid.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm 42, and I knew that.
No way.
Think so.
You have a really 24-year-old energy.
Yeah. Might be the kunkunkun.
Okay, here's what we'll do, all right? You go to one of the cars with a slash tire and just sort of fly down, okay?
Okay.
I'm not doing it without him.
Yeah, you're right. You're not. First right answer all night.
Oh, she's coming back. Jenny!
I think you're right. We're good here for the whole winter, for sure. Yeah, that's enough of everything for the winter. I've had to think about it. Just us two and Davey here.
Mm. Yeah, thank you for coming. We were just chatting about that, Jenny. I'm going to get a taxi home, I think.
Oh, they come out this far. That's nice.
I don't care if they do or not, actually. I'm just going to start walking.
Oh, right.
Well, bit of an adventure.
We'll take a walk with you.
No.
That sounds fun. That sounds
we'll
fun.
We'll walk 30 feet back. No. Jenny, I have something I need to say to you.
No. There's no need. I'm actually leaving right now. So, and you probably have to pack up and everything. You've all your stuff all over the cabin.
Oh, no. Yeah. We'll be here all winter, sure. So
you'll be here all winter, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be here all winter.
No.
So you'll have to bring.
Yeah. You know where to find us.
Yes, I do. Big slap on the back there for you. Big slap on the back for Tommy.
Real big slap on the
Tommy,
back.
Give
for
your
Tommy.
Friend another slap in the back there.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Turn around there, Davey. Oh, I just broke your ankle. Looks like you're stuck here. What a crap.
Oh,
what
no.
a crap slap on the back.
Oh, your hand coordinate. How do you? Jesus.
No, I'm fine.
Bring him into the cabin.
I'm fine. No. Let go of me. I'm fine.
Put him on the bed.
I'm fine.
Move the yogurt.
I'm moving.
Why is it outside of the fridge, Jenny?
It's cultivating.
It's not. It's going on.
It's cultivating. Some of it cultivates inside.
I'm not saying you should be with her. I'm saying I'm not being a breakup buffer.
We've had a discussion, Jenny.
No, we haven't.
What?
I'm going to close the door here.
No, I'm getting out the door.
I don't think this is right. I don't think the two of us...
No, I don't think you should have broken his ankle. I agree. That was a terrible move.
Where are you going?
No, that's not the only thing that's,
Tommy,
being,
where are you
that's
going?
Being broken up.
Oh, okay.
Tommy,
well, I can put the
Tommy,
fridge
don't
in
you dare leave me here.
I can put the yogurts back in the fridge if you feel that strong.
Tommy, come back.
It's been a good run.
Tommy, come back.
I have to run now.
What?
And,
Tommy, you son of a bitch.
I don't want to be with you anymore.
Tommy,
what?
Son of a bitch.
Davey's there to tell you more about it.
Davey.
Take a seat, Jenny.
I loved you.
Loved?
Yep, past tense.
Take this pamphlet, it'll explain everything. So, you've been broken up with by Tommy. Yeah.
Why is there details for a sequel on the back of this?
Oh, it'll happen again.
To me or for him?
I don't know, Jenny. I know is it's just you and me now.
Yeah, we're going to be here. Well, I can heal you right back up. Do you want me to break the other ankle for
Thanks,
you?
Thanks, man. Just through the window. I'll pay you back for the taxi you ordered. Thanks.
Did they come up?
Yeah, bye.
Wow.
Look, some of this yogurt's good and cultivated. I'll just put that on the ankle.
I'm lactose
look at that,
intolerant.
Look at that.
Oh, I'm lactose intolerant.
That. It's, don't worry, it's Greek, so that's good. It's good, strong stuff there. It's cultivating well, I'm sure.
I think it's... I don't think it's helping at all.
Don't worry, there's plenty of granola for as long as you need it.
You're taking this breakup remarkably well.
You guys mind that I'm here as well?
Oh, Izzy.
I had Izzy here as my buffer.
As your buffer?
Yeah.
What are you buffering?
I just was worried that conversation would get stilted when you were here.
Well, Izzy's fuck all use.
You've been awful quiet.
Oh, boy.
She's awful quiet, but it's just nice to know that she's always there if needed.
She's got the combination of being very quiet and very annoying.
Yeah, it's an impressive quality.
Like me to talk more,
I don't.
I can't. Okay. That's usually the response.
Why are your teeth outside of your lips?
Well, that's a very rude question.
Well, I find looking at your face to be rude, honestly. It's rude to go around with a face like that.
To be fair, he does have a broken ankle, so this might be displacement right now.
Are
I wouldn't
you trying
take this.
To neg me?
Oh.
I'm not trying to nag you.
Oh, you fancy me.
Jesus One broken Christ. Heart can see that...
You've a face like a wood chipper.
Jenny, if you could just leave us alone in the cabin for a few minutes.
Don't leave me, Jenny. Don't leave me.
I'm going to open a yogurt pot now and just get started. Sha-na-na-na-na.
Oh, don't finger the pot. Yum-a-ni-num-num. It's dripping down your hand. It's onto your shoulder now.
I don't even have to put it into my mouth to get it on my teeth.
No, you don't. It's all, it looks like your teeth are getting bigger.
Yes, extra calcium.
Oh my god. Well, I guess this is going to happen one way or the other.
Yep.
I consent. I consent.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Season 2 of Back to Dumbracken. Back to Dumbracken will be releasing weekly every Tuesday until the end of time. Time, of course, is a variable construct that is constantly changing. The end of time for Dumbracken Season 2 might not be the end of time of all of human history. This episode was sponsored by no one, so that's nice. Where was I going? This episode featured, say it with me folks, Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, Luke Benson, John Close, Saul Greenberg, Christine Clark, and Mark Henry. If you want to check out more, if this just isn't enough, if this whole 1 week shebang for one different podcast isn't enough, then oh boy have I got some great recommendations of improv podcasts for you. Luke Benson, who featured in this episode, hosts my favourite of all time podcast, my favourite podcast in the entire world, Look What's After Happening, which is another improvised podcast. It's a history podcast where they take the history of something and make it up on the spot. If that sounds confusing, it's not. It's exactly what I just said. So trust what I just said and then listen to it and you're like, oh, that's exactly what he just said. Yeah, that makes sense. If you want to know more about Dumbracken, follow us at Dumbracken Pod. That's when you'll get to see all more guest information and just random stuff that I put up. The opening and closing credits are done by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album Unearthed on Spotify now. This has went on way too long. Thank you as always. Back to Dumbracken will be releasing weekly every Tuesday until the end of season 2.